I serve on three committees. My primary assignment is ranking member of the Appropriations Committee. So a lot of my time is spent working on the budget, trying to facilitate really the big picture discussions about state budgetary concerns. My other two committees are the Commerce Committee and the Natural Resources Committee. And those two deal with business and regulation, energy issues, and the Natural Resources Committee is a lot of hunting and conservation and parks.
And so the Budget Committee, that's kind of a high-profile committee, isn't it?
It is, and it's really been a great one to work on. Of course, there are opportunities you can find within the budget to try and work for your district and hopefully bring some good investments back to the Sioux City area. But also at state-level government, the biggest obligation that we really have is to create a budget, make sure that we're using taxpayer dollars in the most respectable way possible, and then come home for the end of the year.
And the Natural Resources Committee deal a lot with DNR issues and environment and conservation sort of things?
We work a lot with the DNR on hunting seasons, you know, fish and forestry. It's really one of my favorite committees, and I've requested to be on that each of my 5 years down there, in large part because of a couple of internships that I had during my college years. I used to work on a field crew, and we would go out and do oak savanna restoration and restoration of prairies, and it's just something that stuck with me, issues that I really enjoy and like learning about also.
And how about an overview of the session that starts next week? Divided House and budget issues and things like that, it's kind of an interesting time, I suppose.
It's a very interesting time in state politics. We've had for the past 6 years a split chamber legislature. So the House is controlled by Republicans, the Senate is controlled by Democrats. And what most people, I think, have realized at this point is it actually works pretty well. A lot of the fringe issues on the far left or far right are immediately off the table, and it forces us to really look and say, what are the areas of consensus? What are the ones that we can come to an agreement on? And it also ends up being primarily work on the budget. We don't have the luxury at the state level of being able to kick the can down the road. We have to create that budget before we can come home for the end of the year.
Iowa, economically, not doing great, not doing horrible, just a middle-of-the-road sort of situation in the state budget?
Our budget has been growing somewhere between 3 and 4% each of the last 5 years. The state came out of the economic recession very well. I think this year we have seen the economy slow. Some of that is due to the avian flu and the kind of turkeys and chickens and different things within agriculture that ended up taking a pretty hard hit. But aside from some slowing of the agricultural economy, the state is doing very well. We're going to come into this next session looking at about $170 to $200 million of new revenue available to the state. A lot of those dollars are already earmarked and designated for existing programs. But on the whole, people should feel confident in the place that Iowa is.
And so you personally, do you have some agenda items you want to bring to Des Moines for this next session?
A few of my issues that I plan to be working on are actually carryovers from last year, the biggest of which is education funding. I think a lot of school districts and parents were caught off guard by the governor's veto of $50 million in education funding for K-12 schools. That's something that we need to work on very early in session. Along with K-12 schools, though, community colleges were the only publicly funded educational entity that didn't receive any new funding last year. I plan to work very hard on both of those issues, and hopefully they'll come along earlier in session so people have some sense of what to expect in the coming year.
And anything else that you have that you'd like to get done in Des Moines?
A lot of the issues that I think you'll hear our legislative delegation working on coincide with projects that the city is undertaking. We've been very fortunate here in Sioux City each of the past few years to see our population grow, and we're having household income growth also. But there are new challenges that come with that. One of the big ones is workforce housing. We are seeing a housing shortage in Sioux City because of the large influx of construction jobs and new manufacturing plants that are going to be coming online in the few years ahead. So workforce housing tax credits are something that we can work on in the legislature. We can try to make sure that developers have some incentive to break even and try to make some sort of new investments, whether it's in apartments or new subdivisions. And we're also talking a lot about quality of life. I spend most of my summer months on a bicycle. I love our trail system here in Sioux City. And I think that you're going to see a strong partnership between our state delegation and Sioux City, trying to find ways that we can complete the trail system, we can make new investments in parks and recreation, just to really enhance and attract families here to Sioux City for our quality of life.
So for Chris Hall personally, what was your path that led you to the Iowa legislature? What got you interested in doing this?
It's a funny path, and I think one that I didn't really expect to come along at this point in life, but I grew up in politics. My family has always been active locally. My grandfather, Connie Bodine, he served as city manager and later mayor of Sioux City. My mother, Tina, was active on the Woodbury County Democratic Committee, and so I grew up, you know, stapling yard signs and making phone calls, and always had that interest throughout my younger years. I couldn't say that there are many things that are a better fit for me working in the legislature, though. I really have a lot of pride tied up in my district and the fact that I get to represent the part of Sioux City that I grew up in. When I'm out knocking doors, I get to see people that I grew up with or their families and parents. And so there's a strong tie to my district, and it's really been a nice match and a great opportunity to learn a lot about policy areas and ways that I can hopefully serve the community well.
So do you have interest in staying in the House long term?
You know, I'm looking forward to another reelection in the House. We run every 2 years, and so we're on the ballot again this fall, November 2016. I'm planning to run for another term, but, you know, I'm also a younger guy. I'd like to look at life's priorities and whether I'd like to start a family or go to grad school. And so you have to keep all of those things in balance. And past this one election, I'm not really sure what will come.
And so you serve parts of Northside and parts of Morningside. If one of your constituents or somebody wanted to get a hold of you during the session and give their input on something, how could they do that?
Sure. My cell phone is almost always the easiest. I put it out there for people to call because if they need to call, we want to make sure they have it. My cell phone is 712-490-2088. Also, if you go to the legislative website, just search for Iowa Legislature. My contact info and email are up there, and I really try to do a good job of responding personally to each email we receive.
All right, Chris. Well, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
Yeah, very glad to join you. Thank you.